Now the news, I'm Wen Jie. The Chinese ambassador to Tonga has confirmed all Chinese citizens in the country are safe and sound. Cao Xiaolin has told China Media Group 8 houses of Chinese families were destroyed in the tsunami following the volcanic eruption. Cao also says China will continue to provide assistance to help Tonga tide over and rebuild the country. A Chinese national in Tonga has shared the latest on people's life in the island country days after the worst volcanic eruption in decades. Zhao Yongming is an employee of China Civil Engineering Construction Corporation in Tonga.
Currently, green leaf vegetables, fresh fruits and seafood are all not available. The only vegetables we can find in markets are onion and potato. They were imported from overseas and there are sufficient stocks.
He says the local water supply mainly depends on filtered rainwater and well water at this moment. But they're not sure if water has been contaminated, since local authorities have not issued any guideline in this regard. China has said that it will continue to provide Tonga with cash and other disaster relief materials in affected areas. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian says the Chinese embassy in Tonga has donated $100,000 in basic humanitarian assistance to the tsunami-stricken island nation. He also says China has delivered drinking water and food to the nation. New Zealand is set to dispatch another naval ship to assist the relief work in Tonga. The ship is scheduled to arrive next Tuesday. The country has already dispatched 2 naval ships loaded with emergency aid to Tonga. A senior official says some resorts on the western coast of Tonga have completely disappeared after the tsunami. Minister of Trade and Economic Development, Viliami Wasikilatu, has told China Media Group in an exclusive interview that Tonga is facing freshwater shortages and the government has instructed people to avoid wasting water. Nive Sakalia is a Tongan living in New Zealand. She just spoke with her family in Tonga, and she says her country is in need of safe drinking water and shelter.
I do know that they will be needing shelter, tents. We have just recovered from Cyclone Kita about 3 years ago, which damaged a lot of properties in Tonga. My house is still half built. The roof was gone by then. It's still half built now when this happened. Tonga just needs help.
The Chinese mainland reported 23 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases on Thursday. Among the cases, 8 were reported in Tianjin, 5 in Beijing, and 4 in Guangdong. The level of trust among Chinese citizens in their government has reached 91%. That's according to the 2022 Edelman Trust Barometer. It's the 22nd credibility survey conducted by the world's largest global public relations consultancy firm. The shuttle train service between Beijing and Zhangjiakou has begun operation for the coming Winter Olympics. Dozens of trains are operating between the two host cities. People taking the shuttle service designated for the Games will be separated with other passengers over pandemic concerns. CEO of the Olympic Broadcasting Services says the opening ceremony for the coming 2022 Winter Olympic Games will be just as impressive as his iconic summer counterpart in 2008. Yanis Exarchos made the comments in an online technical briefing held by the International Olympic Committee this week. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has held talks with his German counterpart, Annalena Baerbock, via video link. The two sides have decided to deepen their bilateral cooperation. Wang says China welcomes German companies to expand their investment. Baerbock says Germany is committed to developing a stable partnership with China and will continue to pursue the One China policy. China, Iran, and Russia have held a second maritime exercise at the waters of the Gulf of Oman. China sent a missile destroyer, a supply ship, and helicopters, as well as 40 members of the Chinese Navy Marine Corps to participate in the exercise. A U.S. House panel is seeking testimony from former U.S. President Donald Trump's daughter and White House aide Ivanka Trump. The panel is investigating the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol last year. That's the news. I'm Wen Jie.